Hello everybody, it's Conrad here again. I returned today to tell you my dark secret. I became a gold digger to earn money to impress a hot girl named Selena. As you're aware, I devoted a significant amount of time and effort to make her my girlfriend. In the previous episode, I met Jenna, a wealthy woman who was already married at a bar. She paid my bills for me and gave me money to spend daily. In exchange, I had to date her and spend time with her. And I quickly chased two horses. I kept my relationship with Selena hidden from Jenna, and vice versa. I thought this secretive and complex triangle of love would last forever. But then, everything changed. As I was chatting with Selena, I discovered that she was the daughter of a large company. After her parents divorced, she acquired some stock in the business. My greed took over me once more, as were my feelings of surprise and excitement when Jenna offered to pay my bill the last time. I discovered another large gold mine. I seized the opportunity and approached Selena, saying, "It would be fantastic if I could work in your mother's business. Working and learning from such a brilliant woman as your mother is my dream." Selena responded immediately, "That's a piece of cake. I'll speak to her and convince her to offer you a job at the business." Oh my God. It was a life-changing opportunity for me because back then, I wasn't having a stable job. If my beautiful girlfriend could help me to get into a big corporation, I wouldn't need Jenna anymore. I quickly cut Jenna out of my life. Jenna was looking for me crazily, but I ignored her. She kept calling me, but I turned off the phone and blocked her number. I would disappear from her because I had everything I needed with Selena. After going out with Selena one night, I came home to find Jenna standing in front of my house, knocking nonstop while screaming in tears. I backed away slowly, waiting for her to get exhausted and leave. I knew leaving Jenna that way wasn't a good idea, but I also couldn't let her meet me. If things got out of hand and Selena found out about us, I'd lose both her and the opportunity she had offered me. I didn't see Jenna contact me or want to see me for a while after that. Maybe she gave up. And I was so relieved. During that time, Selena cheerfully informed me that she had discussed with her mother the possibility of me working for the company, and her mother had agreed. She wanted to meet with me to get to know me and conduct an interview according to the regulations for hiring employees. Of course, with a small promise. She would be easy on me so that I could breeze through this interview. I was overjoyed to hear that. I went shopping the next day to find the right suit for the interview. I even practiced my speech at home to make a good impression on my soon-to-be mother-in-law. It was also a good opportunity for me to further my career in the future. That day, I was summoned to a particular room to have the interview with a woman who appeared solemn and stern. Perhaps it was Selena's mother. I went in with confidence because of what I had prepared. She said, "I've heard about you from Selena. Do you want to work with us?" I was relaxed, and used my speaking skills with some practiced sentences to respond to her. I was so sure I would pass with flying colors. The woman stood up at the end of the interview and said, "Thank you for doing the interview today. You are now a full-fledged employee of our company. Please sign this 3-year contract and commit to working here until the contract expires." I did it without hesitation because I was so excited. I signed the contract immediately so that I would not miss out on this fantastic opportunity. When she was done, she shook my hand and smiled, saying, "Thank you. If you leave the job before your contract expires, you will be fined $50,000. It is also explicitly mentioned in the contract. Please begin working as the president's private assistant the next day. I will also inform the president about the result of this interview." I was taken aback. The president? So this one wasn't Selena's mother. Who could be that enigmatic woman then? I walked home with lingering questions about the company's too-swift-to-be-true deal, but I quickly forgot about it because I had successfully secured a spot in that huge corporation. It was like killing two birds with one stone. Now I didn't have to think about anything else except waiting for my first day of work. The next day, I dressed finely and walked to the company to begin my first day. The woman I met during the interview escorted me to the president's office. I was frozen when the door opened. Jenna sat in the president's chair in front of me. She was wearing a powerful vest, the polar opposite of the sexy look I saw at the bar or on our dates. She looked at me calmly, extended her hands, and smiled. "Welcome to the company. I've heard a lot about you from Selena.
You will be my assistant beginning today, and will assist me with all of my work. I'm hoping we'll get along well.
I froze in place and got drenched with sweat. I nervously shook the president's hand, and her composure made me even more scared. It was too late to run. I couldn't do that because of the contract and the fine I was required to pay if I broke it. Oh, God. I had no idea what would happen in the coming days. Suddenly, I received a text message from Selena asking,
"How was your first day of work? My mom promised to take extra care of you."
I got pale as I reflected on all the things I had done to them. Now, I don't know how I'm going to end up. I guess it's high time I learned my lesson and be punished for my greed and lies.